too good to her in her hygiene.
Fenwick, are you sure this is what the young kids are listening to today?
I'm positive, boss.
Wishes she
just listen
was
to
in her teens.
Come with a little backbeat, this could be danceable.
Yeah. So you guys buy the generic foods out there? Anybody buy generic foods? Look at this guy up front. What do I look like? I'm over 60 or something? No, generic, sir. Plain wrap foods. The cheap stuff. You know, the stuff that looks like food for morons. A can of green beans is enticingly labeled in big black bold letters. Green beans. And on the front is a succulent-looking picture of nothing. Well, there's no picture. Nothing's on the label. Because that's why it's cheap. Because they didn't pay for the colored ink and the screen printing. And then there's always the disclaimer down at the bottom. It says, may contain stems, seeds, gravel, and other foreign objects. Yeah! Open a can now! Open two! I bought the paper towels. They were really cheap. Perforation holes were printed on the towels. And speaking of towels, whatever happened to towels in public bathrooms? Have you noticed they're gone? Used to be able to walk up, big roll of paper towels, dry your hand off. They've been replaced by the hot air blowers. Now, I know that these hot air blowers save trees and they help fight the garbage and litter problem, but did you ever try to blow your nose on one of these things? Burn your eyebrows off. And those places that got them in the stalls, that's going a little too far. I don't know about you guys. Then they tell you to save water. We live next to an ocean. They can remove urine and excrement from the water, recycle it, put it back through your taps, but they haven't figured out a way to remove salt from water, so they say there's a drought and we've got to conserve water. They say to save water that you should put a brick in your toilet. And I tried that, but I'll tell you the truth, the thing kept ramming me in the butt every time I sat down, so I took it out. But I love the stalls that have those handicap bars, you know, those railings on the side, those parallel chrome deals, as if some disabled guy might do headstands and hand walks or something. Just practicing for the Special Olympics! The toilets are always 7 feet off the ground, you know, and if you manage to climb up on one, you really feel like you're on the throne. Hand me my scepter! Oh, hey, it's already in my hand. Feet dangle, and you can't, well, touch the ground, you know, to get that extra push, there's no pressure. And always there's the moment that, well, you're in the paraplegic stall, you're enjoying the unenclosed space. Face it, some of these handicapped stalls are bigger than your apartment, you know. You're enjoying that radial tire-sized roll of toilet paper on the stall wall. Admiring your reflection on that shiny yet booger-covered chrome gymnast bar, and you look down below the stall door to see 4 wheels roll to a stop. I don't know about you guys, but when I come out of that stall, I'm limping, drooling, squinting, and bent over, with my hands contorted like this, you know, and invariably toilet paper stuck to my shoe, which someone finally points out to me after I've trailed it 6.5 blocks.
My name. name is in the phone book. I guess that makes it so. Will you answer when I call your name out loud and clear? Is that my reflection? I am seeing in the mirror. I don't know. I don't know. Because I cast my shadow on the ground. It does not resemble me. When I cast my shadow on the ground, it does not resemble me. I really want to know if I scream in the theater. Will the usher stop the show? Will you know me when I find you? Believe in what you see. I'm lost among the friends I do not notice me. They can't tell. And I can't tell because when I cast my shadow on the ground, it does not resemble me. When I cast my shadow on the ground, it does not resemble me. Will I cast my shadow on the ground? It does not resemble me.
Days out of the year, moonlight to me is just a reflected light of the sun. A light interesting only that it may be analyzed spectroscopically. What a magical change. It's a soft, lovely moon hanging in the hands of which you're breaking your life.